Welcome to Ink and AI, a weekly 5-minute podcast where we explore how marketers can use AI to simplify their daily workflows. Join us every week as we experiment with new tools and techniques to uncover how we could make our complicated jobs just a little bit easier. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Ink and AI. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about Prompty. Prompty is a specialized GPT that's available within ChatGPT that's customized for optimizing prompts for large language model performance. So here are three things you can do with Prompty. Number one, prompt optimization. Prompty specializes in enhancing the effectiveness of prompts used with LLMs. This involves applying various techniques like using personas, multi-shot prompting, positive guidance, clear separation of instructions and context, condensing language, and chain of thought reasoning to refine prompts. These optimizations aim to improve the clarity, relevance, and effectiveness of user interactions with LLMs. Number two, prompt analysis and improvement. Prompty analyzes existing prompts to identify their strengths and weaknesses. This involves a systematic process where it defines the prompt's key objective, it identifies the constraints, and determines essential information, notes potential pitfalls, and considers improvements. Based on this analysis, it crafts improved prompts that are more likely to yield accurate and useful responses from LLMs. Number three, knowledge utilization and reference. Prompty utilizes extensive knowledge resources, including documents on prompt engineering and large language models, to inform their suggestions and improvements. This allows it to base its recommendations on the latest research and best practices in the field of LLMs and AI interaction. Prompty responses heavily favor the knowledge provided in these documents before relying on baseline knowledge or other sources. So when I started experimenting with Prompty, I gave it a very simple prompt. So the prompt ran is create a mindfulness blog, which is very generic and very simple. So the first thing that Prompty did is that it first analyzed it to identify its primary objective, constraints, essential information, and identify its pitfalls. Particularly under identify pitfalls, it really clearly detailed that the prompt that I gave, create a mindfulness blog, was way too vague and needed more details. It then proceeded to share 6 ways to improve the prompt through personas, multi-shot prompting, positive guidance, clear separation, condensing, and chain of thought with a brief explanation of each. Where Prompty really shined, though, is that it automatically gave me an improved prompt based on my initial one, which read, compose a mindfulness blog post in the style of a nurturing coach. The content should include a brief introduction to mindfulness and its benefits, step-by-step guidance for a simple mindfulness exercise, encouraging words to motivate readers to practice regularly, and ensure the tone is warm and welcoming. Aim for a medium-length post suitable for beginners with clear, accessible language. So you could see that just by giving Prompty a very, very simple prompt, it already chose a persona. It detailed the tone for the content that I'm trying to write. It even gave a simple outline for what the content should include. So all of these things are very easy to build upon. So you can take what Prompty gives you and build upon it in a way that is actually going to speak to an LLM really well. And it's going to help you to get the kind of result you're looking for without confusing the LLM or spending too much time trying to experiment with different prompts, because that alone is a time-consuming task. And you can definitely save time with the kind of prompts you want to give LLMs using a GPT like Prompty. So once you master Prompty and are able to use it, I think it's a really good way to essentially cut down the time you need to create prompts and make sure that the prompts you have get better and better over time. Thanks again for listening, and come back for next week's episode.